Hey everybody, it's that time again. Welcome to your Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host, Laura Molitor. We do this once a week. I'm a Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and subscribe to this podcast at beingfreenow.com. Check it out. Today, I want to talk about something that is, well, not close to my heart, but often seems very present in my consciousness. Stress. I'm sharing on this topic today because, well, I actually need to hear some answers and solutions to relieving stress as well. Well, and actually, maybe that's a good place to start. The word relieving, to me, that connotes that we're looking for some magic pill to alleviate a symptom. That feels comforting for sure, but it's not really very healing. It's more of a temporary measure, which may not get to the root of that stress. Because, you know, we can step back from a stressful activity or a person or a task or whatever, but have we really done anything more than back away and put it out of view for a while? Stress is a response within. It's how we feel about something. It's not a quality of the something, right? I mean, what stresses me out, and a lot of things do, what stresses me may not stress you out at all. What's easy for me or even invigorating may feel like intense pressure to you or cause you fear or worry. So it's not the object, it is our thought, our perspective, our response to things. So a more healing solution to me would be to discover why we feel the stress and restore consciousness to the peaceful place it really was meant to be. We are capable of achieving things and being calm and confident when we realize that the stress is agreement with a challenge or stressor, not necessarily an actual challenge. So, for example, let's say I have a big event coming up. I'm doing the planning for it, and I feel like I'm in over my head. I've allowed stress to overtake me. So I go away to a weekend conference. I feel engaged in those activities and the message there, and the stress is set aside. I come back home, and guess what? It was waiting for me. I got a break, and that was great. It does make me have a better perspective and feel stronger. A good nap, a meditation, a walk, a bath, whatever, you know, that can build us up and refresh us, and at times actually can bring a good change in consciousness that does help find the healing balm for that stress. But the solution, I think, has to go a bit deeper, be a bit more decisive. One thing to get a handle on is time. Time is a huge stressor. I'm sure you know that. My hypothetical example about an event coming up that I'm planning for boils down to a few things. Probably the number one is that this thing is coming up and there are things to do before then. I am feeling pressed. Number two is that I feel that things I have to do I'm not that comfortable with or not confident about doing and doing well. I'm feeling stretched. So actually, I'm just seeing a neat little wordplay right here. Stretched plus pressed equals stressed. Kind of a pretty accurate description of the main aspects that seem to create stress for us at times. So here we go. Let's break down those pieces. How can we feel less pressed? Maybe by being better at time management. It's a nice human solution. A lot of people that are experts on it for sure. But since I'm a Divine Purpose coach, we're going to take this more to a spiritual level. True time management to me is not so much about using your time well, but about overcoming your fear of time and the limits it imposes on us. We manage time by managing our thought around it first. Time is not our enemy because it only has as much power as we give it. So if I think about my days, the hours, the minutes, as being a space of God's infinite goodness expressed in His controlled and perfect way, then I can begin to see that the true sense of time is kind. It expands enough for me to accomplish what's needed. It quickens toward that sense of conclusiveness, completeness, as I begin to trust God. So time management to me is recognizing our God-given dominion. And that kind of leads to the second part, being stretched. To be stretched in this way, stressed by feeling incompetent or unready or whatever, is also something that requires a shift in thought. That dominion we have was given to us by God so we can accomplish His purpose. With that, He also gave us discernment and intelligence and the ability to learn and to listen and to discover what we can do well already and what we may be ready to learn. We're not being stretched beyond ourselves. We're expanding into our true selves, having a magnified perspective of who we are. We have capacities we don't know about yet. And that's what makes life interesting. We're complete in every aspect and yet always feeling revitalized and new. It's why when we continue to learn new things, we feel younger, energized, excited. It's not about being stretched beyond our capacities. It's us awakening to the true capacity, ability. And when we do this, we feel reborn because we're discovering newly revealed aspects of ourselves and our life, just like children do. And I think one more aspect of stress that maybe we can address as well a little bit is this belief that we're alone. When we realize, as I said earlier, that God is in control of our lives and every part of them, we can feel a release to His care. And we can know that He's with us, His intelligence, His guidance, His love, His attentiveness, His angels at hand, His loving care is there in everything we do. We're never really alone. His qualities are actually in us to be expressed in right ways at all times. We're companioned by all that is needed. And that may actually also appear as a friend to lean on, a coworker to ask for help, a solution outside of oneself that lightens our load. When we assume it's all on us, that feels like a burden. When we can get rid of the ego that feels it must be in control and responsible for everything, we open ourselves up to blessings, to ideas and people that are willing and ready to help us. Help is at hand when we let go of that personal sense about everything, when we relinquish those controls and let go of that expectation of stress. We can lean into life's currents and be carried naturally forward. The achievement of the goal or the release from the stressfulness comes naturally because we've made the conscious choice to trust God. This expansive moment we trust, and we trust ourselves. Trust God this moment and ourselves. This new perspective is healing. And as we practice it, stress and its effects on our moods, our sleep, our bodies can be given up, and joy and zest for life can take its place. So I'm going to try that. And I feel better already. I hope it's helpful to you. And as always, if you need more guidance or have questions, it would be my pleasure to help. Email me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or check out more info on my website, beingfreenow.com. I hope you all have a wonderful week. No stress. Be calm and expectant. Trust God, trust yourselves, trust this moment. See you next Friday.